Well, we're going to talk Halloween this morning, all the good stuff, the foods, with Barb Fuller. Barb is the Iowa State University Extension Nutrition and Health Program Specialist here for this area. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Halloween always brings the assumption of a lot of good foods and stuff, some for the kids, maybe some for the adults, but we want to make sure it's all safe, and that really starts right there in the home and in the kitchen.
It really does. So there's lots of Halloween food safety. We think about things like turkeys and Thanksgiving, but Halloween can cause some problems, too.
Well, I suppose like everything else, it starts by good, clean hygiene habits, right?
That's true. So having, if you're getting foods, homemade foods from people you know, that's fine. If you aren't quite sure where things are coming from, so watch out for those maybe homemade goodies a little bit and look at the packaging. So maybe it is a little bit better to have something that's prepackaged and in good shape and you know that it hasn't been tampered with, or at least maybe somebody doesn't have a very clean kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the treats and things the kids might get first, because people are starting to plan now what they're going to buy, and maybe they've already kind of started stocking up on a few different types of things. But are there certain things maybe we should look for with regard to safety with Halloween?
Well, again, packaging in good shape, and
right.
Maybe staying away from quite so much candy. There are some other things that make good treats. At my house, I always give out little packages of popcorn, so those little 3-cup packages of microwave popcorn. So that's a good whole grain treat, and it's a nice healthy choice, and it's not so much sugar, so it's good for the teeth. And, of course, there are some non-food things like stickers or small toys or spider rings and lots of other things. So they can be lots of choices that are not food.
Well, and it really kind of helps, too, if the kids are trick-or-treating on a full stomach, too, as opposed to an empty one, so they don't just load up on all of it right away.
That's right. So they aren't likely to dig into that bag and get something that maybe hasn't been looked at. Or for children with food allergies, that can be a real problem if they're allergic to peanuts or nuts and they get real hungry and they're just going to take a little nibble of something. Maybe it's something that will cause them to have an allergic reaction.
Oh, absolutely. And I suppose that's probably an issue then, too, is kind of co-mingling things. You mentioned the packaging, as long as the packaging is sound. But if you do have things that, for example, if you have a youngster that has peanut allergies, you know, that could cause an issue if you have some co-mingling there.
That's true. They really, really need to be told not to eat anything till they get home. And maybe if they have some safe neighbors or grandma that even that you've planned something ahead to give to the neighbor or grandma to give to the child that has a peanut allergy, that's particularly a problem in children, so that they know they will get a safe treat there. And if they're really hungry, they could have that.
You bet. So make sure that they leave on an empty stomach. They'll come home. You can kind of look through things a little bit before they start to dive in on all the goodies.
Right.
Now, parties are also really popular. There are some people that really go crazy on all these Halloween parties and things. And if you're going to have people over and if there's going to be food served, we mentioned up front, the first thing as always is to make sure that your hands and the surfaces that you're working on are clean and scrubbed down. But there are issues involved with different types of things folks might serve, from drinks to foods that might have milk-based products and things like that. And there are all kinds of issues to watch out for.
That's right. So, again, we want to scare back, and in this case it's bacteria, the foodborne bacteria, from the perishable food. So even if it's adults or if it's children or if it's everybody, keeping the cold things cold, rotating them around so they aren't out for more than 2 hours. So maybe smaller platters. Of course, you have to keep rechanging them. But if it's something that is going to be a problem, is just to not have so much of it. Instead of a huge platter, have a couple of small platters, and you can get rid of it. Again, making sure that things are clean when you start, so washing those fruits and vegetables with a concern with the cantaloupe lately, it's, you know, washing is always a good thing. Keep those bacteria out of the way.
Well, and I notice here some of the notes that I have here in front of me, too, talk about, and you mentioned it a little bit, rotating some things in and out, especially those things that need to be chilled. I suppose if you have things that do need to be chilled, leave them in the refrigerator as long as you can until you're ready to serve, right?
That's right. And when you bring them out, if you have a bigger bowl of ice or a pan with ice underneath, you can even just take a cake pan and put some ice underneath, and that'll keep it cold a little bit longer.
When you might think about, gee whiz, well, what kind of things would I serve that might be chilled? Actually, there are a lot of variety of things, from meats and vegetables to seafoods, which can also bring up some interesting things. We mentioned like, you know, dairy-based products and things, creams and some of the different cakes and things. And, you know, there's just no end to the things you can pull out of that refrigerator.
That's right. One of my favorites is always carrot cake. And, of course, if you have carrot cake, you have cream cheese frosting. So that's one of those things that really needs to have your eye on it, that it's not out for more than a couple of hours.
So really kind of keep an eye on those types of things, and maybe a good idea to kind of set a time when you're going to have the food out, specifically during your party. You don't have to leave it out during the entire party.
That's right. You can leave some of those things that are more shelf-stable, so like nuts and pretzels and things like that. But if it's cold foods, or if you're doing something hot, that it's kept hot in a crock pot or some kind of a warmer, if you're doing the little cocktail wieners or something like that that really need to be kept hot, same way. Keep your eye on it. Just leave it out for 2 hours, and that's the end of the hot and the cold.
Yeah, and the hot stuff, too. We think about sometimes the bacteria being around when we leave the cold stuff out in the warmer conditions too long, but the warm stuff, the stuff that you're serving hot, doesn't stay hot a long time unless you keep that burner under it.
That's true. So one of those small little crock pots, or there's all kinds of different ways that people have, but again, it needs to be kept so that it stays at a nice warm temperature. The only way to know that is to use a thermometer and make sure that it isn't cooling down to less than 135 degrees. That room temperature, so from 70 to 135, are when bacteria really love to grow.
You bet. Well, what about things like eggs? Eggs aren't just for Easter. We use eggs in a lot of different things, like cookie mixes and different types of things. We need to be aware of those things.
Yep, those raw eggs. So if you got your fingers in the cookie dough or the cake batter for a little taste, you're putting yourself or your child at risk. So those things are safe once they're cooked. But eggs are one thing, and we know from the outbreak last summer that salmonella is the problem in raw eggs. So even though it's tempting, unless you're using pasteurized eggs, which most people don't, your eggs are likely to be contaminated with salmonella, and it doesn't take very much on a fingerful of cookie dough to make you sick.
Well, folks like cider this time of the year, is that weather cools down a little bit outside too, and that also has a pasteurization issue there.
It is. So buying cider, if you buy it in a grocery store, and most of the orchards and places do have it pasteurized, but you do need to ask that if you're buying it locally, which is good and flavorful and wonderful this time of the year, if they pasteurize it. And that's just a simple heat-treated process, and I know it probably destroys some of the natural flavor, but the choice between having something with flavor and something that has E. coli is not much of a choice in my mind.
No, not at all. Well, what about something little here? I see a note here about bobbing for apples. You know, there are people, I guess, we're all germophobes to a certain degree, I suppose, but, you know, where we used to think of how much fun that used to be when we were kids. Now we might think more about what are we doing?
That's right. If you think about putting your face or anybody's face in a pan of water, and several times, several kids, and maybe a bite out of this apple and that apple. So a little safer way might be to just make some construction paper apples and put a paper clip and then some sort of a little fishing pole sort of thing with a magnet on the end. So it's kind of the old fishing game that sometimes kids do in the summer. But this is also fun for adults, and you can put a little message on there.
Very good. A lot of things that we can do just alternately to help out and keep those that bacteria away.
Right.
And we mentioned, too, you know, washing your hands before meals and before food preparation, stuff like that is all good. But maybe something else to remember, too. The kids have maybe put on some costumes. They've been out handling all kinds of things, doorknobs, little baskets and things, and whatever else they've been into during the night when they're out trick-or-treating. Might not be the worst idea to have them wash those hands when they get back in.
That's right. Especially with cold and flu season just around the corner, is to wash the hands. You're exactly right. Doorknobs and some of those things, not from the food, but from the surfaces that we touch.
Absolutely. So make sure that you're doing everything in a safe fashion, and make sure everybody has a good time. Halloween can be a fun time for the kids if they take it safe, and they just need us to kind of keep an eye on things, too. Well, Barb, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it very much. It's all good information. We want to keep healthy. Cold and flu season's darn near here anyway.
That's true.
All right. Very good. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.